What keeps you, you,
in a place like this?
For me, you know, like I look at a tree, you know what I mean? A tree can never be changed for what it is, you know, but a tree also has a lot of things that characterize what it can be as well. You know, like for us, being Indigenous, you know, strong men, a tree is not just a tree. It's a shelter, you know, it's warmth, it's weapons, you know, it's food. And it's something that we kind of miss when we're in a place like this. When I'm feeling lost and when I'm feeling down, you know, like I was asked that same question by an uncle of mine, Uncle Mick, and I was stuck on that question for so long, you know, because I was going through depression and I was stuck in a rut and I wasn't getting out. So it kind of opened my eyes up to, you know, to finding myself again. It's not easy in this place. So, like, Patrick, what keeps you, you know, like, what do you think?
It's just, you know, my paintings mainly keeps me. Trees and that keep you as you. I look at the animals or the birds and that. They're a good part in my life. When I was with my ex a while ago, I was walking down the street and she seen a magpie. The magpie was there standing there. She turned around and I'm going to get that magpie onto you. And then, you know, the noises that they make. Yeah, like, I was like not even a feet away from it. It looked straight at me and made that weird noise. Yeah. I've just pulled myself to animals, mainly birds. So that's, they're free.
My nan and pop, they were both strong Collingwood, yeah? And when they passed away, I'd always see a magpie and another magpie, you know, a male and a female together. And I'd always stop and I'd watch them. And I would always envision my grandfather and my grandmother standing there, you know, talking to each other but keeping an eye on me. So I'd share that moment with them. And it is tough. I can hear the passion in your voice, you know, and I respect that. Yeah, thanks for sharing, brother.